Prince Harry has been reunited with a badly injured Royal Marine he trained with before being sent to Afghanistan. Over to Krishnan with that and more of the day's news.
The Prince and his elder brother William were touring the Headley Court Rehabilitation Centre for Injured Troops. They met some of the 50 soldiers currently receiving treatment there. Among them, 24-year-old Marine Mark Ormrod, who lost an arm and both his legs when he stepped on a mine in Afghanistan.
A visit from two royals who taught their language. Soldiers convalescing at Headley Court said the princes were down to earth, so much so that the banter flowed as they lined up for the obligatory photo call. You're at the front on one knee, a comment from one corporal to an amputee. Prince William even joins in. His suggestion that double amputee Marine Mark Ormrod do a few handbrake turns gets a laugh. But William's boast about his football team's success over the weekend didn't impress his brother. Humour to lighten the mood, but Harry knows more than most what these men have been through. Two soldiers who'd stepped on a landmine had been on his untimely flight home from his own tour of Afghanistan.
Two injured guys who came back on the plane with us, who were essentially comatose throughout the whole way. One who'd lost two limbs, a left arm and a right leg.
Mark Ormrod trained with Prince Harry before leaving for Helmand Province. He lost both legs and an arm after stepping on a landmine on Christmas Eve. Convalescing here has helped him enormously.
Sort of motivates you, rather than seeing someone feeling sorry for themselves. You see them cracking on with it and smiling every day and getting through it, and you think, yeah, why not? I want to be like that as well, and you just crack on through it.
The Prince's visit coincides with a fundraising event next month called City Salute, designed to raise enough money for a full-size swimming pool here. A desirable, but not essential facility, according to the MOD, so charitable help is needed.
It enhances what we do, and it really does enhance our potential in terms of rehabilitating the injured soldiers, sailors and airmen, rather than, you know, if we didn't have the pool.
If they had the pool, they could get better quicker and then be out of here and free up more space for more serious injuries. I mean, I don't know if you've been told or aware that there's a waiting list to come here. You know, and it's about a month long.
The princes arrived and left by car today. After the last week's quick trip to his girlfriend's in an RAF Chinook, Prince William